Well, hello there. It's Dominique Vail here, founder of Invisiv Charity and your host for our monthly quick boost of life advice and perspectives with our show on the Invisiv Chat Sessions podcast, Audio Flash Files. As always, our motto is that in 20 minutes or less, you'll learn about an empowering tool you can incorporate into your life for more success and joy, especially for Invisiv's medically adultish population. But you know, we love all people aiming to get the most out of life, so all are welcome. And trust, we're going to have fun and laugh while we get real on tangibly empowering advice that'll make all the non-medical parts of your life all the better. Something that almost all people will experience is going to doctors and nurses. Some more than others. I am a prime example of more visits than others. But to make the most of those doctor visits, to eliminate any fears or stressors or miscommunications, you gotta figure out the way to best communicate with them. And communicating with doctors and nurses is a two-way street. So finding a technique to optimize those visits, no matter how long or short, easy or complex that they can be, that's the goal. Now, let's take a beat as I'm going to pour a cup of seltzer and open today's audio flash file. Let's get into it. We're calling today's audio flash file, Be Like Hermes, the best messenger for talks with doctors and nurses. Yes, I'm talking about the don't shoot the messenger motto kind of mentality. When we're thinking about becoming a messenger, we're thinking about the value of sharpening our skill of the way in which we deliver messages between us and our doctors and nurses, and vice versa. That's why I referenced the ultimate messenger in the title, Hermes, the Greek god of Mount Olympus that was the messenger of the gods. With those winged shoes of his, Hermes would deliver messages between the worlds and work through all the struggles to make message delivery successful. Even more trivia of Hermes, one of his symbols is the caduceus, which features two snakes winding up a winged staff that is often used in the symbol of medicine. So we had to bring a reference to this Greek god for us. With the dynamic of young people with doctors and nurses, it's a relationship that'll constantly be in your life and could evolve in many different ways. You get new doctors or nurses, you go to new specialists for different reasons, or when you have health issues, the doctors and nurses become integral parts of your routine. Since your health is vital, and this includes every person with and without chronic illness or disability, we need to make sure that our ability to communicate with them and their ability to communicate with us is successful. And due to the fact that seeing doctors or nurses usually is void of that emotional connection because it's focused on supporting your medical needs, trying to improve this relationship has to take in even more clinical strategy. Yes, that was a pun I meant to make. And I mean by that is you have to be specific in the amounts of time you can be in doctor's visits, the certain objectives you want to cover in those visits. And so getting into your emotional thoughts isn't usually the main focus, and you can't lead with that when communicating. Even more so, when you have a chronic illness or disability, the medical team plays a crucial role in giving you a better quality of life. They are providing a service that you need, and you are in control, though, of choosing who gets that service, because you have the power to go to different doctors or nurses of your choice. When these doctors or nurses need to communicate with you, there's an emphasis on stating majorly important facts, actions, and needs for your health. Truly, the communication is listening-based for both parties in this dynamic, because the young person needs to authentically communicate their issues and needs, while our doctors and nurses need to be able to successfully communicate treatments and results. And when we are trying to improve the communication dynamic between young people with chronic illness or disability and their medical teams, we always reference that the biggest communication blocker is the miscommunication of anything surrounding your health literacy. Just to give you a definition on that, health literacy is someone's ability to obtain, understand, and utilize healthcare information in order to make the most appropriate health decisions and follow instructions for treatment in the most successful manner for them. The biggest problems that we'll face in this dynamic is that either our medical team isn't making the best steps in providing health literacy in a style that we can individually absorb or communicate that information, and on our end, we're not taking into account that we need to tell people how we are the most health literate. When either party does not take that initiative to communicate what your style of absorbing or communicating health information truly is, you'll constantly hit this barrier of either never fully understanding your health situation from your team, or vice versa, your doctors and nurses never really understanding your opinions and reasonings behind your reactions to health details or treatments. It's that health literacy and the way you sharpen it that becomes vital for your success in the dynamic between you and your doctors and nurses. Health literacy allows you to be the most competent in your own healthcare, your body, and your treatment, but it also stems from your medical team providing the healthcare information in a way that's digestible and given time to comprehend for you. Hence, the fact that health literacy is unique to each person's comprehension and communication style. The dynamic between these two points of views, meaning party A being the young person living with chronic illness or disability, and party B being the doctors and nurses, is surrounding delivery and comprehension. Doesn't that sound stimulating and exciting? But truly, when you're able to find ways to communicate between each other that are focused on these two things, you're able to improve your dynamic. At Invisi Youth, a focal point of questions we get when we ask about what our areas in life our community want improvement or techniques for growth is circling the topics of dealing with their doctors and nurses. Every relationship is a two-way street where both parties have to put in effort to balance each other out and be successful and happy. But that is even more truthful when it's the relationship with your doctors and nurses. That is because you can't rely on that personal history, that familiar dynamic, or emotional bonds as a safety net when communicating. That is because you can only rely on those facts, the treatments and tests, the options of healthcare, and that sort of direct, by appointment, at times restricted form of communication. You have to work within the parameters of your healthcare system to make sure your communication and your dynamic with your medical team can be mutually successful and you can optimize so you can get the most for your health. Now that I've told you the why, I'm going to explain the how and the technique here to take those steps to achieve this end goal we've been talking about. To do that, we're opening up our Invisi Youth Galaxy Glossary for our latest edition. Messenger mindset. Bringing back to our Hermes connection with the name, but our spin on this is that the technique is a dual usage noun, meaning we're going to give you a technique for both parties to be using. Messenger mindset is the method of giving and receiving your wants, needs, and goals with the attributes of bookended kindness, which is the formula of starting and ending questions or commentary with positive points, and a young confidence communication style. With the ideal format of delivering thoughts and questions with doctors and nurses, as well as for them to deliver news in a positive, honest, and digestible manner that will expand health literacy. Since I've already talked about health literacy and its benefit, the main thing that we're going to teach in this moment is how to implement bookended kindness when you're the patient and when you're one of the doctors and nurses that are listening to this episode and for those healthcare students that come to the audio flash files. It's also vital as a young person living with chronic illness or disability to be mindful of the opposite perspective, especially when it comes to your medical team. When it comes to the steps of utilizing the messenger mindset, you have to think of this in the situation of communicating your needs or your medical team communicating updates and treatments. So when you're in these situations, you have to have a pre-step, a pre-action before going into the actual talking part of communicating. And that's what we call bookended kindness. That'll actually be an entirely separate audio flash file in the future. Spoiler alert. This is our formula for starting or ending your questions or commentary towards another person with positive points. You want what you're going to say to be understood without misinterpretation or to be heard in a way that isn't clouded by emotions or hurt feelings. So you want that bookended kindness so your listener will not feel pressured one way or the other. You might think, oh, that's just pacifying them for something bad by throwing nice things to start and end a conversation. But in reality, what we're instructing and teaching is that you're going to be cushioning the hard stuff in lieu of curbing the reality of a situation. On the flip side, doctors and nurses should also adopt this pre-step, because talking too, when you're talking, it can really begin this exuding of a kind confidence. You're going to be exuding a sense of security to your patients that's both open-minded and open-ended to continue the conversation. The reasoning behind the bookended kindness is that for the medical team, they know that they are often the bearer of bad news or the news that will impact their patients in ways that disrupt the daily living. So they need to be mindful of delivering it in a way that will optimize a young person's reaction and outcome to it. But on the flip side, for young people living with chronic illness and disability, it's the mindset you need to know how to deliver your point of view or your inner thoughts to these medical updates that will maximize your doctor visits and your needs being met by your medical team. So once you begin with that pre-step, you then remember you need to give details and communicate in a style that is your most confident style. If you're a visual person, write down notes on medical updates and questions, or ask to see images of treatments they're talking about. If you're inquisitive in nature, lead with asking questions between their details to get feedback throughout. If you're verbal in self-advocacy, use that supportive language to ask what you want and your needs to suit your life fully. On the flip side, for doctors and nurses, when they talk with kind confidence to open up with that cushion before laying out results or treatment options or questions about your health and symptoms, they're capable of having a more impactful conversation with their patients that will allow for better results with your health, because they'll learn your reasons and questions about different things to then impact your health more positively in the decisions you'll make as a team. And once that conversation is completed, you bookend it again with that open-ended note, that point of asking if the other party understands what you're saying or if they're satisfied with the result. You have to be willing to deliver the message, but also willing to continue communicating if that person still needs more. Since we're coming to the end of this Invisiude lesson with audio flash files, I'm going to tell you a quick story from my life and one of the many experiences of my doctors and nurses. And after over 14 years of chronic illness, you can trust me that I have many a doctor and many a nurses in stories. So there were a lot of options I could have picked from with some messenger mindset in full force. This story is from my middle years with chronic illness, when I was transitioning out of the school setting and going into the work setting when starting InvisiYouth, and I was having a lot of health flare-ups that were spreading through my body. So I started dealing with cardiac issues and had to go to a new cardiologist that understood the rare disease side of things and specialized in female cardiology, hence the new doctor and nurses that came with it. And when you're chronically ill, you know the drill of giving the Cliff Notes version of your medical life story, answering the most open-ended question in history. So, why are you here today? I decided with the nurse to use that messenger mindset and be kind, starting off my point by being truthful that while I appreciated them wanting a specific answer, I couldn't pinpoint one. Then I began to kindly state, using my communication style of humor and reading bullet points off of my question list that I carry, some of the confusion I was dealing with medically with my health and the complexity that was coming with multiple health issues. I bookended again by stating that I understood it was a lot to take in, and yes, rare disease isn't everyone's forte of knowing everything, but I would appreciate the doctor and the team being mindful that I wanted upfront honesty, and I wasn't ever expecting miracles of totally curing a problem before I left. My messenger mindset wasn't just received super well, it was reciprocated immediately back to me, not just by the nurse, as she thanked me for the transparency, then took it a step further and began to take extra notes for the doctor so she could have more details before walking into the room in her communication style, which was written notes and language. The doctor also participated in this style of communicating, bookending the results with some of my tests, and the desire for me to have further testing and wearing a Zio patch for monitoring, with some kindness in expressing they were open to discussion and my thoughts on it. They gave me the room to feel supported, to feel confident in saying that I needed time to think about it and could call the office back within a week to keep things moving, and allow me to express my questions without feeling brushed off, so that my health literacy was my own evolving health caterer and improving. Fun fact, that was such a god-like level of messenger mindset happening that I still go to that cardiologist to this day. Now that we're checking out of story time and checking back into the InvisiYouth lesson, or more the end of this file, I'm going to wrap it up. And as always, with every audio flash file from InvisiYouth Charity, and with all of our resources, I'm going to remind you of the same thing. We encourage you to try our life-improving resources and mindsets and disagree for yourself if it doesn't work. Fall anywhere on the agree or disagree spectrum with this life-improving resource to see how well it integrates into your relationship dynamics, your communication style, and your way of living. Our final thought and our final drip of knowledge to close the file is here. When you're thinking of the dynamic of communication between yourself and your doctors or nurses, you have to take into account that your relationship is centered on your health and improvement. And that means figuring out what is your style of absorbing, comprehending, and utilizing health information about yourself, and then taking the step into communicating it to the healthcare professionals so that health literacy can grow. For success in an area of your life that can hold a high priority many times, your health and well-being, you need to be able to optimize your communication with your doctors and nurses for them to also be able to speak to you in the most efficient manner so that doctors and nurses can feel they are communicating the most successfully too. And when you have the messenger mindset, both parties are using bookended kindness to set the scene on heavy topics. Then they lay out information in a confident communication style with the details that are stated without nerves. And then you're able to receive that information in an open-minded manner so the conversation can continue. That notion of continuing the conversation and growth is vital for a young person living with chronic illness or disability with their doctors and nurses because it's a constant relationship that has to be able to adapt to excel, just like our health. And when you deliver and receive messages in that way, you are more successful and more willing to sharpen the dynamic, and that can help your health status have a pillar of support that it deserves. I hope you've gotten some practical mindset advice and perspective for that all-important non-medical aspect of your life with chronic illness and disability. And like we always say at InvisiYouth, adapt and thrive so you can keep carving that lane of success and joy for yourself in all its rebellious, game-changing glory. Make sure to subscribe to the InvisiYouth chat sessions, like and positively comment on this episode. Please share it with your friends and followers, and come back when I pull out another audio flash file soon. Chat soon!